I got a son. He just thinks he couldn't do that. His black cat hung him with
his cat. Well, does it have to be a black cat?
He always wanted his black cat. And I've got his pictures and the little pictures, you know, where he'd have his black cat. And they'd get killed on the road and just cry, and we'd have to get another black cat.
That's funny that he wanted a black cat.
He just wanted a black cat.
What do people call a person who brings bad luck or who causes bad luck to happen to other people?
Well, I have heard of witches. There was a woman lived by us one time. They said she was a witch because it was a little girl. I guess she's about 10 or 11 years old, and she told her parents said next Tuesday she'll be laying a corpse. And sure enough, she was, and that girl well then, and I don't know if the woman was a witch, but it made the body think maybe she was, wasn't it? Folks would wonder, you know, if that woman was a witch, mm-hmm. And so I reckon that's what you would call them.
Well, did you know this woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did she seem like just an ordinary person?
No, she was kind of, you know, she wasn't like common people. She didn't care for herself and things. She didn't try to have friends like mm-hmm. most people would, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, but that's what she told the folks that she lived with now.
And that's scary. Sure enough,
it happened that way. Uh-huh. I don't know if her saying that caused it or not, but it did make a body think maybe she was something. And my mother sat up there that night where that child lay a corpse, and she sat out in the hall where the child lay a corpse. It's just like newspapers are waddling and tearing and waddling and tearing. As long as that woman stayed there, when she went home, well, it wasn't that way. So I guess that's what people would call a witch.
I guess so, yeah. Well, what, did the woman just keep on living there, or...?
No, they didn't let her stay there long. Once they just moved there, if it were farmers, and they'd move there to help pick cotton, and so they just got rid of.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral.
What do you call the box or the case that a dead person is put into for burial?
Well, the one they're put in first, or the ones in
the one they're put in first.
A casket house.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water? Something that's smaller than a river.
Creek, I suppose.
Okay. And what about something that's smaller than a creek?
Branch.
Okay. Now, is there anything that's smaller than a branch?
Mother wouldn't think so. Nothing on a ditch where it runs when it comes rain. Well, we often say the ditch is full of water.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
I think the real name is spenders, but we used to say galluses.
Okay. What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to ham grease? That doesn't have any thickening in it.
I guess cream gravy would be.
Okay. Well, now, what are some other kinds of gravy that you can make with ham grease?
Well, I make cream gravy, but I put the thickening in it.
Uh-huh.
And call it cream gravy, too.
Well, now, if it doesn't have thickening in it?
It'd just be the plain cream gravy with no thickening.
I see. So it's cream gravy right on it.
You know, lots of people do just put the cream in the where the ham's fried.
Mm-hmm.
But I always like it with a little thickening.
Mm-hmm.
And we just call it, well, you know, old timey call it thick gravy, thickening gravy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just thickened, you know, and the cream.
Well, now, what about if water is added instead of cream?